This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zecha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. The first Divrei Torah for this week is that we have in this week's Parsha the topic of Malkus. And the Pasuk says, B'mispar arborim yakenu. We hit him with lashes in the amount of a number related to the number 40. B'mispar arboim, which the Gemara learns means 39 lashes. The Gemara Makeh Staf Chabez Omidei says, U'makeh oisei shlish milafonov, u'shtei yadois milacharov. One third of the Malkus is given milafonov on his chest, and two thirds milacharov on his back, which means 30 Malkus on his chest milafonov, and 26 on his back milacharov. What is the significance of dividing the Malkus on the front of his body and on the back of his body? The Kli Yakar explains with the Mishnah in Avos Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says, Akavya b'mahalal eloimer, histakel b'shloisha dvorim, v'iyata bo lidei chet. Pay attention to three things, and you will not come to sin. Da me'ayim bosa mitipas rucha. Know that you came from a putrid drop. Le'ana tohoylech le'mokoim ofro rima v'seleha. Where you are going to end up in a place of dust and worms, and then also v'lifnei mi'ata osid litein din v'cheshbin lifnei melech malchei hamelochim hakadosh baruch hu, and you will have to end up giving an account to the King of Kings hakadosh baruch hu. So if you keep in mind these three things, where you come from, where you'll end up, and who you will have to face, you won't come to sin. The person who is getting malchus obviously did an avera; he obviously sinned. And he obviously did not pay attention to these three things. He did not pay attention to his past, where he came from, and he did not pay attention to his future, where he will end up, and who he will have to face. One third of the Malkus milafonov on the front of his body represents not seeing what was before him, what has already happened, not seeing me'ayin bosa. The two thirds of the Malkus on his back represents the two things that are behind him, that did not happen yet. That is why the Mishnah states, Umake oise shlish milafonov, for not paying attention to me'ayim bosa, u'shtei yodois milacharov, for not paying attention to la'an ato hoylech, v'lifnei mi'ato osid litein din v'cheshbin. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that at the end of the Parsha, the Pasuk says, Zochar eis asher osa l'cho Amalek baderech b'tzeisichem mi'mitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you were leaving Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bishalach, Vayovay Amalek vayilochem im Yisrael b'refidim. Amalek came and fought with the Bnei Yisrael in Refidim. The Kli Yakar explains that when the Torah relates the location where Amalek attacked Klal Yisrael in Refidim, the Torah is hinting to the source of their ability to have any power over Klal Yisrael. As long as Klal Yisrael has unity, the Goyim have no power over them. But once there is separation, that is when the Goyim can overpower the Jews. The word Refidim has in it the root word of pirud, separation. Vayilochem im Yisrael b'Refidim. When there is Refidim, when there is pirud amongst Klal Yisrael, Vayilochem im Yisrael, that is when the Goyim can fight against Klal Yisrael. That is when Amalek can attack and be victorious. B'Refidim, when there was pirud. The Chedusha Rim adds that this is also alluded to in the Pasuk in our Parsha. Zochar eis asher osa l'cho Amalek. L'cho in the singular. Because when Klal Yisrael is singular, many individuals, without unity, that is when Amalek can attack. Svasemes notes that Haman, a descendant of Amalek, knew this piece of information too. That is why he described Klal Yisrael to Achashverosh as a nation that is mefuzar u'mefoyrod ben ha'amim, dispersed, without unity. And that is why we can succeed in eradicating them, because they are mefoyrod, they are separated without unity. Shlo writes that Esther recognized that Haman wanted to use pirud as the power to overcome Klal Yisrael. She therefore instructed to unify Klal Yisrael. Leich kenoises kol ha'yehudim, gather them with unity, to nullify Haman's plan. And that is why we say in Shoshanas Yaakov, Sahola v'samecha. The Jewish nation is cheerful and glad. Bir oisam yachad. When they saw and realized yachad, that their unity was their key to their success against their enemy.